Joe Fisher never dodges any of our questions. He joins us every morning here on the Wake Up Zone. What's going on, Joe?
How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. If you're asking A-Rod one question, what is it?
Why? I mean, you was already, I guess it was you were already going to be one of the great players in the history of the game. You know, why go down that road? There are a bunch of questions left, obviously, after the Gammons interview that are yet to be answered. I guess he'll get to them eventually, unless he's hoping it goes away. But, yeah, I just think it's one of those that you look at and just kind of like Bonds was in a great sense. They were already tremendous players, probably Hall of Famers, before they ever went down that road. It's just hard to understand.
Well, Joe, some of the questions for tonight, how to defend against Jody Meeks. Can A.J. Ogilvie rebound and be effective again this evening? And will Patrick Patterson be a factor?
Well, if you've got the answers to those, that would be great. you know, Meeks has just been unbelievable. And it's funny, in the game in Lexington, you can actually say that he was held to 21. But he's actually scarier on the road when you think about it. It's 54 points at Tennessee, 45 at Arkansas. I remember 46 when he played in Louisville against Appalachian State. So he has really lit up a lot of the road games, and he's going to be a big concern. I don't know how Kevin will try to deal with that, whether it's putting a taller player like a Jeff Taylor or Lance Goldburn on him. I imagine you're going to have to put more than one on him at a time. The other issue that comes up, though, is when you do that, then does somebody else step up? In Lexington, for example, Ramon Harris did. Harris made a lot of big shots, scored 12 points for them, and was a big factor in that win. So, you know, you kind of pick your poisons there. I expect Patterson to play. I think they sent him out against Arkansas knowing they had a big week coming up with a road game here, and then they've got Tennessee. And they wanted Patterson available for both of those. So I expect him to play tonight. It will be good to see A.J. in the lineup. Of course, he didn't play in that first game in Lexington at all. But, you know, for Vanderbilt, it is all going to come back to defense and going back to playing the way they did, you know, toward the beginning of the year when we sort of said, you know, they may struggle offensively, but if they continue to play with that defensive effort and intensity, they'll be in every game. They're going to have to bring that tonight to have a chance in this one.
Joe, Jermaine Beal obviously has to play better than he did Saturday in Knoxville defensively and obviously on the offensive side too.
There's no question about it. I don't think Vanderbilt can win with Jermaine going 1-for-10 from the field and turning the ball over 5 times. That's too much of a burden to put on the team. That's a big burden to put on Jermaine, but you know he's the point guard and he's the veteran, and he's you know that's going to be a load he's going to have to carry. I anticipate he'll bounce back. It was an interesting game because in Knoxville he got off to a pretty good start, and then things just sort of went haywire for a stretch. So I'm sure he'll bounce back, but you're right. They can't afford to have him have another off night and have a chance to win.
And all Player of the Week conference. Conference Player of the Week honors, he said, for Vanderbilt's Christina Wirth after a terrific week.
It sure was. She had a great week with two big wins in big games against Florida and Georgia. I tell you, Meredith Marsh should have been right there in the running too. She had a tremendous game against Florida with 8 3-pointers, and then she had 18 against Georgia. But Tina's playing her best basketball down the stretch as a veteran player should, with so much on the line. And you know, they get the focus Thursday night with Auburn coming in. They're number one in the conference, Vanderbilt number two, on senior night. So it's going to be a very important and emotional night over there Thursday night.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
See you guys tonight.